today I have a commentary that's definitely not a positive one. It's more doing this more out of frustration and just being upset about all the young men and women we're losing to alcohol and drugs in our town. And it seems to be increasing every day, every week, every month. And we've got to stop it. We have to do something because we're losing too many people to drugs and alcohol and these dealers that should be done away with and should be turned in. Like I said, every week someone's dying or going to rehab or a detox, and it's killing our town as it's killing our country, and we need to step up and do something about it. And I come to you because being a teacher for over 30 years, I was in one area where 90% of the kids in school were fetal alcohol or brain damage from their parents doing drugs. 90%. And every family in that town experienced a homicide or suicide because of drugs and alcohol. And I see, you know, that coming here. It's gotten worse since I was a principal here 20 years ago, and we really didn't do anything about it then, and we need to do something about it now. And again, from, yeah, I'm not just trying to do platitudes I'm speaking from experience. When I was growing up, from the time I was 5 to almost 12, I ended up having to hide in closets, attics, basements, because my mother and sisters would bring guys over that were alcoholics, druggies, would beat them, rape them, and I had to live in fear for years, and to say nothing of what was happening to my family. And I know how devastating it is, and we need to make some interventions now. The faster, the better. Again, I saw what happened in my own family, and it was horrific. I'm 65, and every so often I still have nightmares about those years. And that's something you don't need to pass on to your kids or to yourself. And women who want to be disrespected, go with a druggie or a drunk. That's the perfect way to get disrespected forever and to get hurt. Guys, same thing. If you think this lady's cool because she's a partier, wait for a week, a month, 6 months, it gets really old. And you're not only damaging yourself, you're damaging your kids. And how do you want to spend the rest of your life knowing that you produced a child that's brain damaged forever because of your drinking and drugging? I mean, how could you live with yourself? When I started teaching, 3% of the kids were in special ed. Now it's over 30%. And that isn't all because of drugs and drinking, but the large majority of it is because of that. So please, turn in these drug dealers. Stop what you're doing and try to straighten out, because you're going to hate yourself. You're going to hate what you did to your family, your children. And please, turn in the drug dealers now. Stop what you're doing and stop the death and disease that's going on. Please.